welcome to the Blue Ridge Trailer. Tonight is WG4MZ. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this man is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater. It's also via a link node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Cedar Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call WG4MC or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct net. Again, all stations with without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. Please give your call sign. Phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and sending your intent to remain on the net for the route you portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we will start with the Uniform Through Tango group, but we were going to do the repeater. Starting with KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Maroon, Georgia. K4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina. K4SMR, Male Prosperity. WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. And KG4PFI, her husband Don, they live in Piedmont. And then we got KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Malden. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Travers Rest. NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. James in Gaffney. WU2T, that's Rusty Moore. KO4CEF, that's Andrew and Evan. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. W4SBX, that's Brad in Sensaville. KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave and Easley. We've got a couple Echo Link stations up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. KQ4GWP, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden up at the Asheville Airport. Please check me in and out. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks, y'all. Have a good night. Bye.
Kilo Quebec, this is Greg. Run short charge.
KQ4GWP, that's Hayden up there in Asheville at the Asheville Airport. Appreciate you stopping by, Hayden. Hope you're doing well. KO4WTQ, that's Greg. Appreciate you stopping by, Greg. You were in Georgia. All right, looks like we've exhausted our Echo Link stations, and tonight being Thursday, tonight we'll start with the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
G4MC. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. Break out them lungies.
For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Hope you and Miss Pernice are doing well and stay warm. KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. In November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4TLP. Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
N4TLP, that's Terry up there in Moore. Appreciate you stopping by, Terry. Hope you're doing well. Looks like we got another Echo Link station up. So Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net control, here is Kilo 2, Lima X-Ray Delta, Marsh, down here in St. Pete, Florida. Hope y'all don't get too much bad weather this weekend, even though it doesn't look too good. And hope everybody stays safe. K2LXD, back to net.
2LXD, that's Marsh. Marsh, I didn't get your location. If you could try it again, sir, please.
Yes, sir, we're in St. Petersburg, Florida. Just across the water from Tampa. Back to you.
Here's Florida. Appreciate stopping by. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4NC. 4NC, this is Kilo Golf. 4 Zulu Golf Sierra, that's KG4ZGS. My name's Chris. I live in Campobello, but I'm currently in Lyman. And negative 4 tonight. I'll be in and out here tonight at my destination. Just wanted to call in really quick. Hope you all have a good evening.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel, Ted, Tango Echo Delta in Greenville.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome. Okay, we got KG4ZGS. That's Chris in Campobello. Normally checks in Lyman. Then we got KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim in Berea. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. KQ4YUH, that was Ted in Greenville, I believe. Is that a QSL? I appreciate you stopping by, Ted. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
BWO, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey Oscar. This is Hunter out of Clemson.
MC, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4VWO. That's Hunter and Clemson. Appreciate you stopping by. KQ4YOO. That's Clint and Honeypath. Appreciate you stopping by, Clint. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. With the Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the batting order, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Warshaw, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you, and all on the net.
K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Gonna be negative and negative.
FRMC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KK4DMW Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, they make their home in Piedmont. And via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle, she's in Warshaw's. Rick, please tell Lorraine and Michelle we said hello. I hope y'all are doing well and stay warm. And then we got K4AFT. That's Michael in Central. Appreciate you stopping by, Michael. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. With the Blue Ridge Team Internet. All right, we'll go down to the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home is in Rose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Net control. Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4MC. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm at home over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4MC.
Matt, please check in.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. We'll be negative.
All right, thanks. Stay dry and warm.
G4MC. Good evening, Matt. So please check in KR4FNC with Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick. I'm in Simpsonville. Yeah, neighbor of Mike, by the way. I'd be negative and negative, but standing by, I usually do. So thank you. Have a good evening to everybody on the net.
Please check in. KR4FPJ Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot Papa Juliet. This is Ray in Woodruff. And I'll be negative, negative.
KO4HK X-ray, that's Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you talking about Patrick, our Sunday night net controller. And then we got N4HHC, that's Warren in Taylor's. K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Kenmore. KR4FNC, that's Rick in Simpsonville. KR4FPJ, that's Greg in Woodruff. Appreciate everybody checking in. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. To the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of y'all. Stay safe out there.
B. Buddy on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
MC. B-I-4-L-Z-I. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round tables. I just found out HF propagation's in the tank.
RC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet would
like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James out there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. And hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm and stay safe. KEN, that's Mr. Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Ken. Hope you're doing well. KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Nashville. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan, one of our net controllers. KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. And he brings along KC4MFK, his wife Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and stay warm. KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy, and thank you for the ATF report. All right, we'll continue with check-ins in the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WZ4MC or Net Control. Let's see, with Blue Ridge Team Internet. Let's go down to the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Net Control. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey, Yankee, Larry, and Sentinel. I mean, negative. Thanks for calling the net. I hope everybody stays warm and dry with this upcoming fun.
For November golf uniform, Phil in Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
KO4MWY, that's Larry in Sentinelville. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you're doing well. W4NGU, that's Phil in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you stopping by, Phil. Hope you're doing well. Looks like we got another Echo Link station up, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, Matt, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic and no table.
With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen checking in via Echo Link. Stephen, hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing good. Y'all stay warm. And Stephen, you make Mr. Number 50 on the log this evening, so you win the door prize. You can see Mr. Gary on Wednesday night. Right, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. With Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a call sign you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Ken, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, that's KQ4ZYU, Allen, I'm in Richburg, South Carolina tonight.
G4MC. Good evening, Mr. Matt. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KI4ZYU. That's Alan in Richburg. Appreciate you stopping by, Alan. We got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. They made their home in Easley. Gary, tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well. And Gary calls Wednesday night. And all things SwapNet. All right, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you've got a call sign you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Now, securing the phone portion of the net with our thanks for checking in all stations wishing to secure that they do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Raichu, so we'll go one more round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody would like to stick around and do some Raichu, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Hello, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis, in Gaffney. Good evening to you, all the net.
Let's see. All on the net. Appreciate you calling it for us on this chilly Thursday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Matt. No traffic, no comment. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
From KG4JIA, that's Dennis in Gaffney. Appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. Then we got AK4HR, Mr. Mike. In Simpsonville, one of our net controllers. Appreciate you stopping by, Mike. Hope you're doing well, and everybody stay warm. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control. With the Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a second and I'll send the old net report. WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet. With our thanks for everyone checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and stay warm and safe. WG4MC clear.
JBQ. KK4JBQ. This is JI4LZI.
LZI. Hello there, Andy. How you doing?
If you're wrong, if your voice is kind of messed up. I don't know with this weather if it's going to, how it's going to go one way or another, but in some places around in upstate, they can't even get 25 pounds tanks of propane.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't know any better than you. I don't use propane here. I'm sure a lot of people do. We have natural gas, and of course that requires a lot of infrastructure. You got to run a pipe all the way from the source to your house. And but the whole community here is on natural gas. And for that, I'm thankful. We'll be okay as long as we keep electricity. You know, it takes more than one oar to row this boat. If you've got natural gas, you still have to have, in our case, an air forced, that means a fan, an air forced delivery of the warm air. And it works great. Unless the electricity goes out. I've got power. If the electricity goes out, I can still get out on this radio. But it doesn't require a lot. We actually use a lot of power. That's not just you and me, but everybody. We use a lot of power. And I recall the last time during Helene, we had no issue with, we had no issue then with the weather, in as much as it was not cold like this. But I said to Donna, I remember now, I said, you know, honey, if this should happen in cold weather, we're going to be sunk because our heat requires electricity to run the fan. So everything's depending on everything else. What's new? KK4JBQ.
JI4LZI. Well, I didn't even know that myself until I heard it earlier on the Skype one repeat. REC over here mentioned on the Skype one net over here around where I'm at that they, in a lot of places, they're out of 25-pound propane gas, and that Walmart and Pickens had just got another truckload in, and if it's as bad as it sounds, they'll be out in no time. So what's been being talked about over the past 2 or 3 days, and you're right, if the wind should get up real, real bad, I'm certain we'll lose it here. Down in there with y'all, I'm going more resilient down there, but there again, it depends on the circumstances.
it's always the same story. Everybody's situation is a little bit different. As I said, this whole community, about 300 people. I don't know how many homes that makes, but about 300 people live here. And we have much the same because there was one builder to build all the houses, and they're all about the same. As far as that goes, and ordinarily, there's no problem here because this is, after all, South Carolina. And I've lived in northern states for the longest time. I lived in Michigan, and I never saw winters like Michigan has. I never saw anything like that. Grew up in Tennessee, and we had moderate snowfalls. Oh, there were some exceptions. I can remember when I was a boy, I don't know, gosh, how tall was I? I suppose my legs were about 4 feet, and we had a 4-foot snowfall. I was a little boy, and probably 12 or 14, something like that. And I couldn't walk in the snow. I tried it. I didn't get very far. Because you take 3 steps and you realize that you're you sink all, you, when you go to the top of the snow, you sink all the way down in a 4-foot snowfall. Well, we never had another one like it while I was there. But Donna drew up. She grew up in New York State, up around Lake Huron, I think. And for crying out loud, they had snowfalls. The weather would come off the lake, so all it had to do is get cold, and the weather would come off the lake, and it would take the water from the lake and make snow out of it, and then rain it down on the people. Donna's got pictures that it was a delight to see them when she was a little girl, and that was so cool. Her dad had shoveled a way for her to get from her house to the corner of the block that she lived on, and that was actually exactly where the bus would pick her up. Now, me, I never had a bus ride when I was a kid. We always walked to school. Donna could not have walked to school. This bus picked her up on that corner and delivered her to the school. They had awful snowfalls. They're pretty enough, but So, her dad shoveled all the snow out to the end of the block where the bus would pick her up, and he took a picture of her, and the snow was as tall again as she was. It was that much taller over her head. And it kind of shocked me when I first saw it. KK4JBQ.
Thinking about something that someone said over here 2 or 3 days ago, talking about, and normally it would be fine, but back off up in here, you'd have to watch it real close, talking about if you had no electricity, setting your stuff out in the cold, keep it freeze or somewhat cold. That will work with the exception of a few things that we got up here now around that I've seen that didn't used to be up here that I knew about anyway. Bears, wild hogs, you got coons, and you got possums, and they'll all dig into anything you set out there unless it's... And a bear, even if you got it sitting in something somewhat secure, you know the kind of strength a bear would have, they would tear it open regardless.
Boy, I'm sure you're right. But fare too well with all those neighbors. The only animals I have around are, you know, dogs, cats, a possum or two, a snake or two. And I had to go looking for them. But you're in a wild place there, Andy. Untamed, you might say. Did some of your people, your ancestors, did they build up there, or did your family move into a house already built?
Well, it's a combination of things. This house here that I'm in was built by my grandfather in 1950. And a little ways up the road, there used to be a log house up there, where they lived there first in 1948. My dad told me years ago, and I saw the springs he was talking about up there. When they was up there, they used to leave a jar of their milk sitting out in the spring. You know, out in the open spring, just in the spring to keep it cold. You know, things were a lot different then, but you try that kind of thing now, with all this wildlife around here and that I've seen around here, they would have that milk destroyed. If they didn't somehow lap it up themselves, they would destroy it.
This is very different if you have to live that close with wild creatures. You know, the very first thing is that they can't understand a thing you're saying to them. And that barrier is a big one. Oh, I've gotten close with big animals. I used to love riding horses. I worked at a stables. We had about 200 horses. And I helped myself and about 15 other people. Took care of the horses and kept them exercised for people. You know, it's only, well, to my notion, it's only well-to-do people who can afford a horse. To stable a horse and to feed a horse and to keep a veterinary around to keep them nice and healthy and to keep a furrier around to keep the shoes, you know, horseshoes on their feet. It takes a bit of money to do that. But I got to do what I did with horses because somebody else paid me to do it. See, that's the smart way to do it. and I got to know them in a way, since they depended on me for their food and for their, even to get exercised. Horses need to be exercised. But I had my time with them, I'll tell you. I had my time. And I loved them, I did. I like big animals, I like small animals. But wild creatures that can't be trained or civilized, well, I gotta stand apart from them. KK4JBQ.
Well, that's like here in the summer when I'm using HT. I've been right on the other side of this wall on this front porch here and look down the road and see a mama bear and a cub following me right behind her right down the road from the house here during the summer when I'd be using HT checking into our local net over here. I mean, you can't open your eyes up here anywhere without finding a bear somewhere. And also with wild hogs. If you've got anything low enough that a wild hog can get to, they'll destroy it too. this park up here above me, every now and then has to take care of some hogs behind the scenes, so to speak, and they got a 30-foot fence that they put them in.
Andy, when did you move there? I guess, or were you born there?
I wasn't born here. My family moved up here when grandfather died in 1974. They did, but my dad and my grandfather was here. Like I say, the old log house was up the road up here. I was 48, and this house here was built in 1950 down here in this hole.
Yeah, I got a memory of all those times. Let's see. I'm just trying to think how old I'll be my next birthday. I'll be 75. You're not that old, are you, Andy?
Odd years still on me. I'm 62, but I'm not up to your point yet, but what I was saying, you know, they used to do stuff like that, like they're saying about setting the milk in the spring to keep it cool, since they didn't have electricity up in these ways in those times. You can't even think about nothing like that. Like, there wasn't any animals up here to that extent back then like there is now.
Somebody like me, if you don't, if back then there weren't that many animals, then they moved in somehow. Maybe they were invited. Do you know why?
In the early 80s and late 70s, I was all over here when I went in school in these woods around here. I never saw a deer. I never saw a bear. I never saw a... didn't see rabbits and didn't see beaver here. But nowadays, there's certain groups around here, I've talked about them on here before, that operates the marine frequencies. Hunters, DNR kind of caters to them, and as a result, they're all up in here. And when you're in here like this, you see them all the time.
Well, somebody's populated the forests around you with creatures that they harvest, you might say, from time to time. That's what it sounds like to me. But that also means that, you're going to hear a gun of some sort discharge every once in a while. Sitting on your front porch. Is that the truth?
Or hell's the guy. The end of October, at the last week of October and first week of November, on those marine frequencies up here, I mean, it runs crazy up here with people running all around up here with their dogs trying to track down bears. And when they can't track down the bears, they track down the wild hogs. Those marine frequencies up here, just down the road here from where we are on 2 meters, is what they use on Simplex. And they're up here a lot, but that end of October, 1st of November is when they're the most active.
Well, you're living a different place. And, I'm drawn to it a little bit, to tell you the truth. You know, I grew up in the country, and there was a lot of that around me, and I grew up just, you know, running the hills myself. But this is a different time, and people have gotten real fond of things that make little sense. Day for a bite to eat, and stopped at a little restaurant, and there weren't that many people in there, maybe 10, I suppose, But we all had a booth, and I could see just about everybody from my spot where I sat down. And I commented to her, I said, "Honey, no, everybody in here has a phone in their hands. And everybody in here is either, talking to somebody on that phone or going through pictures or something like that or reading. Maybe they're reading a book on their phone. I don't know. But everybody's looking down at their phone." And I just sat there, and I had not actually witnessed anything like this myself, not yet, not until today. I'd heard about it, of course, but it's a strange sight to see everybody glued to a phone in their hand, and nobody's talking to anybody else. They're all talking to people that are somewhere else. it's a little weird just to be straight with you. It's a little weird. And I think my time was a better time. I'm sure everybody in the place would disagree with me. KK4JBQ.
What else you got? It's like with anything, there's good things and there's bad things. But as you said about the guns going off, if the most active is, like I say, the last of October and 1st of November, those weeks. But they're also around up here hunting hogs. Any Friday or Saturday night up here, I'm liable to hear activity on those marine frequencies from around here where they're hunting the hogs. Well, during that time, it's the bears. They got no certain thing they hunt. Most of it's bears, but they'll hunt hogs or anything. And you listen on this at 156 megahertz range up here with a decent antenna. You hear them all around here. I don't know if those mobiles that they got, mobile marine transceivers, must run the kind of power like our 2 meter radios. 25 watts, 50 watts, 60 watts, something like that. Because for a location like I'm in here in the hole, I hear them awfully good up here.
You also have height. I'm just assuming that you do. And anybody below you, when they transmit, you know, a lot of their signal goes straight up and then out to the sides, you know. And since you're above, you're going to be picking all that up. You're in a good spot to keep track of them, I suppose. And maybe it's something that is entertaining to you to listen to them and their success or lack of it.
Well, see, oh, it's very interesting, very interesting. And you was talking about that. Well, this house is in a hole. But, like I said, I think their marine mobiles is like our 2 meter rays. They run they don't run any less than 25 watts. They gotta run 25 watts or more. And they have to communicate one another in order to keep track of where these dogs are going, because these dogs go all over.
K4JBQ. Well, I tell you, I was a little surprised that you mentioned marine radios. But now that you talk about it, I suppose that's not too surprising. It could be that they're not as highly regulated, or people will assume that if there's a body of water around there, but there's got to be some reason why they're not using ham frequencies and they're using marine frequencies. Do you know why?
What else they got? I'm not certain on it, and they do illicitly try to use our frequencies here sometimes too, because we've had to certain repeater owners that had to try to track them down, because they'd take over and get on some of our repeaters and try to operate when they shouldn't. But from the way I understand this, most of the activity's on the coast, and we're far enough inward up in here, so as long as you don't cause any interference, and being that they're operating simplex, chances of them doing that is very unlikely or very slim. That's how I understand the marine regulation situation. That's how I understand it.
Well, I have to admit a certain ignorance about marine frequencies myself. They look a lot like our radios, but of course they're not. Oh, well. Anyhow. Well, Andy, I'm kind of getting woozy. I have a feeling that the rest of this week is going to be, well, the next 4 or 5 days anyway, are going to be tough. If not for me particularly, there might be somebody around that needs help, and you know, it's kind of fun to help people out if you can. My dad used to do that. He made a, not a business of it, but because he never charges anybody anything. But we get a big snow when we were in the mountains, and our roads run right in front of the house. They were windy and up and down, and you know, so. And the way the county drained the water away from the houses was dig big ditches right out on either side of the road, you know. So you get a snowfall, maybe 7 or 8 inches of snowfall. Not a big one, but something like that came pretty frequent in the wintertime. Well, people would be off in the ditch, you know, they just... My dad would always keep a truck or a scout, which was like a Jeep, and he would just run the roads, get people out of the ditch. he enjoyed it, you know. He met somebody new, or he met somebody that he already knew, and I never realized how it was to use those two words. You say new and new the same, but they're spelled different. Now, I guess when you're talking, people can get the gist of what you meant. But both of those words sound the same. Anyway, and I'd go, when I grew up big enough to be of any help myself, I go with him, and we would just have the best old time. He would stop, and he sort of made a game out of doing the very best that he could. And he enjoyed telling people that there's no charge. No, we're all neighbors here, and we all help each other out. And he really enjoyed that. He enjoyed that more than the money that he might have asked people that they might have been willing to give him. You know, you dig. If somebody digs your car out of a ditch that's 3 feet deep, and you couldn't help. You just, because of the way the roads were pitched, you know, and especially if a deep snow would hide where the edge of the road was. You just have no idea where the edge of the road is and how you stay between the ditches. Oh, anyway. And I gotta get on to bed. And maybe think of a few things I hadn't thought of in a while.
My poor Elsie, yeah, I probably wouldn't even been over here right now if it hadn't been for lousy propagation on HF. Reason I switched back over here to VHF here. Lousy propagation on HF, I couldn't hear anything but I'd normally even listen to. The band was totally out. But a fact about that up here, you know, we're on 146 here, they're down on 156, the marine frequencies are, and so long as they stay on simplex, they never call, have any problems, it would seem, and it, like I said, it's interesting, and I'll put this up just for general information in case something, we do have severe stuff. Sky One repeaters 145.47, digital tone 311. 145.47, digital tone 311. It's just a little bit higher up the hill from Messing on Caesar's Head. KI4LZI.
Glad you're every once in a while you have a little entertainment. You got to get it where you can find it. And some of the best entertainment don't cost you anything, you know. As I said, my dad, as soon as we got a snowfall, he would get in the Jeep or the Scout or something, the truck, and he'd go looking for people in ditches. I never understood it when I was a wee little kid, you know. I didn't understand. But when I started running with him, I got to understand what it was like to help people out like that. And, well, you know, if you run into them again, you've got a friend. I mean, immediately they recognize you. And but that's not the way people live anymore. They live with the phone in their hands and, you know, helping people is for free, especially. It's just not thought of by many. I mean, there's some that still do, I'm sure. I'd like to meet up with a few of those folks. I'm getting kind of weary, Andy. I'm going to let you go. It's good to talk with you. You take good care of yourself and get through these next days. There's some people going to have very lively times in the next few days. You stay safe wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I'll talk with you again soon. This is KK4JBQ with KI4LZI. And we've had a good time, folks. 7-3.
Get some shut-out. KI4LZI.
This is KG4ZGS, mobile and monitoring.
KK4SMV, Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale. I'm on base in Ellenboro, North Carolina.
KK4SMV, I think I got the name is Dale. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra, and my name is Chris. And I'm currently in Lyman, South Carolina, and I'm on my way back home to Campobello.
Well, good to hear you tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a safe trip out there.
Got some Mexican food and got to stop by the gas station, and now I'm heading home. It's a little chipper out there, but looking forward to this weekend. I hope we don't lose power, or if we do, I hope it's not for too long.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I got the generator out. Got the cord ran to the transfer box, got the propane tank hooked to the generator, tested everything out, needed to clean the terminals on the bottom of the connection on the transfer box, done that, put a little electrical conductive grease on those, got everything just 100% in fine working order, because I want everything to be a 100% go if it has to be used. And typically when I do all that stuff, I don't have to have it.
That's how it works. If you do all the prep, then it's for nothing except that you were prepped. And if you don't do the prep, then you're screwed. But I feel you. We're on a well, so I gotta fill up some buckets, some 5-gallon buckets of water, and just stick them in the tub so we can flush the toilets if we lose power.
I need to get a generator that I can backfeed into my house, but I got to get an electrician out to do that. So I'm just hoping we don't lose power for too long. We got a little propane heater that's rated for indoor use. We'll probably use it sparingly if we have to. Don't want to breathe too many of those fumes. And yeah, man, sounds like you got it on top of things.
Well, we try to be. I've got a freestanding gas log heater that's a ventless propane heater. It'll do 40,000 BTUs. We've got plenty of food. Thankfully, we have city water, but also I can run water from my well if need be with the generator. We were without power 7 days during Helene, so one time during an ice storm back, about 37, 38 years ago, we were without power 7 days in. So we've learned to be ready when these type incidents